Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Here we are, Lord.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Say it again, say his blood.
His blood still works and I'm glad to be.
Yes, I am. To testify, God is not dead, he's still alive. The same blood that was shed way back at Calvary is the same blood that's working now for me. Oh, his blood redeems me from the stain of sin, and his blood cleanses me deep down within. So if you ask me how I made it and how I've overcome, I can tell you it's because of the blood.
Blood still works, and I'm glad to report that it's
for the blood.
How many of you know about the blood today?
The blood of Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. And it's Jesus, yes,
Magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. The great I am. He's the Holy One. He is the King of Kings. Come on. Oh, He is. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. The Prince of Peace. give you glory. I give you praise.
About time for a war cry, though.
We gonna do this for Bishop Moses, y'all. We love you, Bishop.
I think you ought to get your seat ready.
do your dance too. Come on.
First-time callers who are joining us on the blog talk this morning. If you are a first-time worshiper, we would like to bring you on live where you can say good afternoon to us, happy Easter. Just press 1 on your phone and we can bring you on live. Amen. While we're waiting to see if there's anyone at home worshiping with us, we just want to recognize any visitors that we have in the house with us on today. Amen. Amen. This may not be your first time, amen, but you've been here before. I'm going to ask the Lean Sisters to please stand. Amen. Amen. I know they didn't think I wasn't going to say anything. Amen. These are my dad's little sisters. Amen. Eileen, Darlene, and Marlene. Amen. Amen. They are here to check on their big brother, and so we are glad that they are here. Amen. To worship with us. We know that Sister Darlene on the end, wave your hand, is a member of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Yes. And we are so excited that she said, I had to be at home for Easter. Amen. And she has her husband, Don, with her. It's good to see you, Don. Amen. Amen. Eileen and Marlene, it is good to see you. We're so glad that you are here. Glad that you came to worship with us. Anybody have any words you'd like to say? Amen. 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 Anybody on the line, press one. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I usually don't let members talk. Wow.
Thank God for having let me come down and visit with family here and my big brother. And then I just thank God that for all your prayers. And I thank God for this church. And God treated my family real good. The pastor, you guys are real good here. And I just thank God. And I'm glad to be a member. Now I get to share with you and treat the pastor good too.
Amen. 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 Selena, it's good to see you and those young men. I can't say boys no more because they're taller than you. Amen. They're taller than grandma. Amen. It's good to see you guys. I'm glad that you are here worship with us. And Lanisha and Hendrix, it's good to see you all this morning. Amen. Amen. And so we're just grateful. Deaconess Mack, I'm glad you got today off. I've been missing you. Amen. Amen. So we are so grateful to God. I was at fellowship this morning at 10 o'clock. And had an awesome good time in the Lord. Their children did a small presentation, and then the choir sang, and then we preached the word, and they had two candidates for baptism. Amen. Come on, that's right. Two candidates for baptism, and we had a young man that came up and asked for special prayer. And I do want to say this to our parents. This young man was 14. And he came up and he said he's been going through a lot of stuff. And he's been watching his mom and watching his dad. And the message I preached this morning, y'all going to get to hear it too. But he said that he realized that they had lost what I was talking about. And he hadn't seen his dad smile in a long time. And then he said the other day he prayed. And he asked God to help his dad find joy, to be happy again. He said, I saw my dad smile yesterday for the first time in a long time. So I want our parents and our grandparents to pray for spiritual discernment, that you see the hurt that silently our children go through silently. Because they're not going to tell you they hurt. And some of them don't even know that they're mad or they're hurting or they're angry. But it comes out in different ways. But if we are in tune to the Spirit of God, if we are in tune to the Spirit of God, he will let us know what our babies need. Amen? Amen. And so I thank you all for your prayers. Thank you all for getting us to this point of worship. It is word time. Amen? It is word time. Mother Wilder, oh, we got one? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to, what's the last four? 7343 are the last four digits of your number. 7343. Sister Kamisha is going to bring you on live now.
This is Tony from Denver. I just want to say good morning. Happy Easter, family.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Look, I got my whole family over here now. That's my brother. Hold on. We can't hear you. She's trying to fix it. Okay, go ahead.
Happy Easter, family. Just want to say good morning from Denver.
Amen. He said, Happy Easter, family from Denver. Amen. That is my oldest brother. Amen. And we're just truly grateful to God that he is joining us this morning to share in this Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We're just truly excited that you are with us today. We hope and pray that something will be said to help you along the way and lighten your load and intensify your love relationship with the Lord and cause you to seek the Lord the more because he's risen just for you on today. Amen. He's risen for you. He's risen for you. He's risen for you. He's risen for you. And we owe God another praise. Amen. 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 Quickly, I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I don't know. I had a lady walk up to me. She said, "You getting ready to go to your church to preach? Do you got anything else?" I said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Okay, we gonna have to find it. Amen. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm excited about today and excited about what the Lord is doing. I want to say thank you for all the prayers and phone calls for Brother Kimmon. He's in good spirits, amen, and they're doing physical therapy to help him walk again. Mother Harris, we got your phone call yesterday. I was in the yard, working in the yard, and I don't know what Mama's doing. But we did get your call, Mother. Thank you so much for calling to see about Dad and check on us, amen. You all know that words are powerful, right? You've heard the scripture, power of life and death is in the tongue. We've also heard sticks and stones may break your bones, but that's a lie, the other part. Words will never hurt you. That's a lie. Words do hurt. In 1991, the great Reverend Bishop Apostle, right, Elder Stevie Wonder, put out an album called Jungle Fever. And on this album, he records this song entitled These Three Words. This song, Elder Manyweather, is an undeniable ballad of beauty and tenderheartedness. The great Stevie Wonder, Brother Farrell, emphasized the importance of expressing love and affection toward our loved ones. The song simply teaches us about regrets that one would have by not saying, "I love you," to someone before they have passed on. Yeah. Every now and then you ought to tell those that you love them. Words are powerful. Right now, some of you are thinking about three words that you have said or three words that has ever been said to you. Maybe you said or someone has said, "I love you." Maybe someone said, "I miss you." Maybe someone said, "Seize the day." Maybe you said, "This will pass." Maybe you said, "I'm sorry." Maybe someone said, "Get lost, loser." Maybe you said, "Don't be afraid." Maybe you said, "Just do it." Maybe you need to say, "Please forgive me." Maybe somebody said, "Let's be friends." Maybe someone told you to never look back. Or maybe you've heard the saying, "It's now or never." Each of these are phrases that are small, but they are packed full of meaning. And depending on the situation, they can bring life, goodness, or they can just crush somebody. Today, I want to call your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. One verse, three words. One verse, three words. That depends upon the translation that you're looking at. If you're looking at the King James Version, it's two words. If you're looking at the the New American Standard Version, it's two words. But in the NIV, in the New Living Translation and the Living Bible, it's three words. These three words are, be joyful always. And just for a few moments, I want to talk about be joyful always. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, be joyful always. First thing we need to discover is, what is joy? Joy, as described in the Bible, is a word that means a state of happiness, well-being, and gladness. Joy does not seem to be a positive emotion that is not dependent on circumstances and is tied with our state of mind, our attitude, and our overall state of being. I got that from the Introduction of Psychology and Counseling, Meyer and Murnerth. I want us to be honest with ourselves today. Some of us struggle with joy. Because we were taught that joy comes from people, joy comes from material things. Mother Wilder sang a song after I got through preaching, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. If we were to be honest with ourselves, we are struggling with joy. Let me help us out, because I too was struggling with this situation, and I began to ask myself, really, what does joy mean? I asked myself, is joy a feeling? If joy is a feeling, is it dependent on circumstances? Then I said, is joy an attitude? I said, is joy a choice? Is joy inside of me, or is it something divinely given? Is joy dependent on another person? Is joy given by things or possessions? Is joy psychological? Yeah, there's a lot of questions that we can ask about joy, but today, just for a few moments, I want us to look at joy from what the Bible says joy is. There's four things today that we want to look at, that we want to discover. First is, what does the Bible say about joy? Second is, what is my source of joy? And then, how do I keep my joy? And then, what happens if I lost my joy? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 12:2, there in the presence of the Lord your God, you and your family shall eat and shall rejoice in everything you have put in your hands, because the Lord your God has blessed you. I could not help but notice several things about this passage of Scripture, joy, just all around it. The first thing I noticed is that immediately it points out that in the presence of the Lord your God. Is that when joy occurs? Yeah. Secondly, I noticed that the rejoicing and joy expressed is shared with others, according to this passage of Scripture. Psalms 5:11 says, but let all who take refuge in you be glad. This is David talking about God. Let them ever sing of joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name, that's the name of the Lord our God, may rejoice in you. This verse shares with us again the joy in the presence of God. My brothers and sisters, I need to let you know something here, that in spite of the obstacles and in spite of the hardships, in spite of the circumstances and the stress that we have to go through, we can still have joy. Zephaniah 3:14 says, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Yes. As soon as I read that passage, I saw that Zephaniah was teaching us that joy is something that can be expressed. It is something that is felt in the heart. But we see we can't do it without being in the presence of the Lord. Yeah. Zechariah 9:9. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, daughters of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. What does this passage talk to us about? Well, you remember last Sunday. It was Palm Sunday. People were rejoicing because it was Jesus was coming. They had been promised the coming of the Messiah, the great king. And here he comes, humble, gentle as a lamb. And people laid their palm branches down in the grass and the ground, and they threw their coats welcoming the king. Jesus was receiving praise from the people. As he came in, Jesus is the center of the attention of the people. Zechariah 9 is quoted in Matthew 21 and in John 19 as a prophecy about Jesus entering Jerusalem and receiving praise. Somebody might be asking, well, who is Jesus? You said that I must be in the presence of God, and now you're talking about Jesus. Well, let me tell you about Jesus. When God created the heavens and the earth, Jesus was right there. When Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob mixed up, Jesus was right there. God says, I got to do something to redeem man. I got to do something to get man back in love with me. I got to do something, Auntie Eileen. I got to do something. Jesus said, prepare me a body. I'll go down and redeem man. So Jesus took on human form, born of a virgin. They raised by a carpenter later in life. He did things that nobody else could do. Turned water into wine, healed the sick, raised the dead, fed 10,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. That's some culinary skills, ain't it? He was crucified, died, and buried. When Mary had Jesus, Matthew chapter 1 says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God is with us. Again, rejoicing is directly tied to the presence of God, and more specifically, to the presence of Jesus. Let me tell you what the source of joy looks like. Joy is what the wise men felt when they saw the star stop over the place where Jesus was born. Joy is what the man felt when he found the one sheep who had wandered off. Joy was the state of being the father experienced when his prodigal son came home. Joy is how Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus into his home. Joy is what the Pharisees and the Sadducees felt when they made a deal with Judas to betray Jesus. Joy was a state of mind and heart and the spirit of the disciples when they saw that Jesus had risen from the dead. So joy is definitely an emotion, but it is also a state of being that encompasses our minds and our hearts. Joy, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The other thing I've discovered as I was looking over this scripture and getting an in-depth meaning for myself is that joy comes only from abiding in the presence of God. True joy comes from an authentic personal relationship with God. When we say abide in the presence or an authentic personal relationship with Jesus Christ, what are we saying? I mean, we must accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. We must confess with our mouth that we believe that God gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for the remission of your sins and your sins, your sins and your sins and your sins. Come on, clap your hands because he had you in mind. He knew we would need a Savior. He knew we would need a deliverer. He knew we would need a protector. He knew we would need a provider. He knew that we would need somebody to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We must live an obedient life to God to have an authentic relationship with him. You must obey his word. You must obey the word of God. I didn't say obey pastor. The word of God. And the way you get the word of God is by hearing it preached and by reading it for yourself. It takes two. You can't just come and hear the word preached and think that you're going to obey, because then you ain't sticking. So you got to study. You got to have time to study the word of God. Amen? We must develop an intimate, personal relationship with God. We must abide in his presence. How often do I need to abide in his presence? Is it just on Sunday? Do I need to abide in his presence when all hell on broke loose? Do I need to abide in his presence when my kids is acting up? Do I need to abide in his presence when that wife or that husband is acting up? Do I need to abide in his presence when they're acting a nut on the job? Do I need to abide in his presence when my money is strange? Bible says that we are to always rejoice. These three words, rejoice forevermore. Always rejoice. Let me tell you this. Joy is a gift from God. Joy can be present in all circumstances as long as we abide in God. And joy will cease if we are not pursuing a right relationship with God. So what happens if you lose your joy? Well, I'm glad you asked. Sounds strange, don't it? People lose their joy. Let me tell you what the opposite of joy is. So if you identify yourself here, you know that you need to listen closely. The opposite of joy is sadness, depression, anger, jealousy, frustration, and the list goes on and on. Any other negative emotions that we can list or event is the opposite of joy. Joy is being in the abiding presence of God. When we find ourselves in lack of joy, we need to discover that there is a problem. That problem is not that we lack joy. That problem is we lack God. So how do I find my joy? Because remember, you're there, you don't have to stay there. Don't have to stay depressed. Don't have to stay angry. Don't have to stay frustrated. So how do we find our joy? Pursue God. Make him first. Pursue him daily. There's 24 hours in a day. We owe God what? 2 hours and 40 minutes. And in that 2 hours and 40 minutes, you need to give him another praise. All right? We must study the Word of God. We must pray. We must fast. We must have some quiet time. You know, people are scared of the quiet. They're scared of the quiet. But that's when God speaks. He don't always speak through the storm and the rain. Every now and then he comes in a still small voice. And you too busy, you can't hear it. So you got to have some quiet time. And he comes in worship. He comes in worship. We want to generate joy. So we must pursue God in serving others. Do something nice for somebody without them expecting it. Without you waiting for them to say thank you. Come on. I'm talking about really serving the Lord. We give somebody $2 and we expect them to say thank you and praise the Lord and jump and skip. And they standing at McDonald's, so we expect them to go buy a burger. We get mad when they walk away from McDonald's. Let me tell you, that ain't your business. Because once you've given that money, it's theirs. And if they choose to smoke it with it, they're going to smoke with it. If they want to drink with it, they're going to. But you have done your due diligence to help somebody else. Don't miss your blessing and get mad because they walked away from McDonald's without a burger. And then let me tell you, $2 ain't going to get them no burger. These three words, be joyful always. These are three little words, but yet simple and complicated. They're easy, but hard. These three words, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, drive us towards God. These three words, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, show us that a personal, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ bears fruit in our lives in the form of unexplainable joy from God. Amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet. These three words are called to discipleship, includes the call for salvation. If you are here on the line or in person with us and you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this appeal is to you. We dare not have Resurrection Sunday without offering salvation to somebody. If you want to be saved, today is your day. All you have to do is come. Give God your heart. My next appeal may be to someone who is searching for a church home. And you say, well, I need to be at a place where I can serve the Lord with others. I need to be at a place where I can learn how to have an intimate, authentic relationship with God. I need to be at a place where I can fellowship and grow. This appeal is to you. We are excited about what the Lord has done in our midst, and we are grateful and we are thankful. The songwriter says it was not the nails that held him down, but what he did on Calvary, he did that we may have life and have life more abundantly, that we may experience the full joy of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we just thank you for the joy of the Lord. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word on today. May we continue to abide in your presence. May we continue to seek your face. May we continue to pray and worship you and serve you by serving others. We thank you for being our joy. Thank you for being our strength. And Lord, we pray today that as we continue to go throughout the day, we will continue to experience the joy of the Lord. And now, God, I pray that you would bless the hearers and the doers of your word. Give a due right spirit to those who have said, I'm going to leave this place experiencing the joy of the Lord. And now I pray that the blessings of the Lord be rich and they be upon each and every one of us. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. What I say unto one, I say unto all, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I love you all. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Be blessed.
All right, everybody, back up on your feet. We have a simple love song that we love to sing to our Savior. It's simply called Jesus, I Love You. We've been singing it in the Portland area for years, and now we want to teach it to you and have a little fun with it. Come on, Kingdom, help me sing it. Say,
Jesus, I love you.
Now everybody just move from side to side. We decided to go choir style on this. Come on, help me say,
Jesus, I love you.
That's all the song says. Now let's lift it to our Lord and Savior. Come on, let's lift it.